with my throat. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Yes.
Boy, that's a lot of good preaching right there.
Right.
Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, hallelujah, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as the sheep having no shepherd.
Oh God.
Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
Yep.
Few.
Oh God.
Pray ye therefore. I want you to notice that. They taught me in college, and I've been bad for it ever since, but it helps me to remember. And I underline some words and circle others.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I would circle that word. Amen. Pray. Jesus starts here. He said, then said his disciples, he's talking to his disciples here, the harvest truly is plenteous. He's looking out here at this multitude. He said they were fainted. They were scattered abroad like sheep having no shepherd.
Yeah.
They were just like there was just had no direction to go to. Doesn't that look like a world we're living in today?
Oh, yeah.
So Jesus giving these disciples some instruction. He says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you here tonight for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord. If God would help us for just a few moments, I'd like to preach to you just a simple thought here tonight. Amen. On seeing people, if you will. Seeing the harvest, if you will. Seeing sinners, if you will.
Bless him, Lord.
Through the eyes of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'd like to be able to see people like Jesus sees people, wouldn't you?
Yes.
But Tommy, I like Bill, look out there and see sinners. We look out a lot of times through a natural eye and we say, well, there ain't a whole lot of hope for that one. Amen. It's quite sad, really, to travel this west end to Huntington. Amen. And I mean, there's prostitutes just right here.
Yep.
Right here. I told Michelle one night, I think I was leaving church. It's been last summer, I think it was. And it was a nice, warm, rather evening. Have my window down, just let the wind blow. Sometimes I like to do that. Amen. Just kind of clear your mind. I was clearing my mind. I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday night after church, and I was going by the gas station over there on the corner, and there's a crazy lady over there, and she's hollering at me. She said, won't you come back and get me? And I thought, oh, God. Amen. We look at folks like that, and we say, hey, amen. There's not a whole lot of hope for somebody like that.
Come on.
Amen. We look at somebody strung out on drugs and strung out on the things, alcohol and the things of this world, and through our eyes, we don't give them much chance. Amen. We don't give much hope. Hallelujah. But I tell you, Jesus, when he looked at folks, he saw a much different outcome than what you and I can see. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sure this is probably not even accurate at all, but 33%, this is actually an old survey also, so I'm sure this is not accurate, but this gives us a little bit of an understanding of America. 33, I would say that number is probably close to 50%, in my opinion, of Americans are unchurched. Amen. They have no church affiliation. They have no church member, family member, rather, that even attends a church. About half of Americans has no church affiliation whatsoever. What does that mean? Amen. I don't want to get too scattered here, but I tell you what that means, Brother Tommy. All the people that die today, amen, and they don't even know who to call to preach mommy or daddy or grandpa or granny's or little Johnny's funeral when they die. They don't have no church affiliation whatsoever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Isn't that sad? Praise God.
Oh.
Amen. And I tell you what's even sadder. You know, it's more and more common now when somebody dies, they don't even, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it was unheard of. 5 years ago, it was very uncommon, but it's a very common thing now that when people die, they just take them out to the graveside, and I guess the funeral director reads a little scripture over and they put them in the ground. They didn't have a service for them anymore.
Oh, amen.
You know why that is? Amen. because we're living in an unchurched society. You're right. Oh, God. I don't want to get too sidetracked here. But they were telling me that friends of a friends are getting married somewhere way up back at Argolite. They just built a big old thing out there where people get married at. Amen. Cost you a lot of money. I thought they said on a Saturday cost you about $3,000 or $5,000 to rent that place. But it's a big, have everything you need right there. They can feed you, have the wedding there, do the pictures. It's a beautiful place. On a Friday, I think it's about $3,000. A lot cheaper on a Friday. Amen. Great God. And we were talking about that, and they said, almost everybody goes to those places to get married now. Nobody gets married in a church. I got to thinking, why do people not get married in church? You know why it is? Because we're living in an unchurched society. Amen. People don't feel comfortable coming inside of a church and getting married when they've been raised from a little kid up and they never stepped foot in a church in all their life. Amen. Come tell you, church, we're living in a society that's unchurched. Amen. They don't know anything about God. Mommy went to church. Daddy went to church. Granny and Papa didn't go to church. They don't have no affiliation of the church whatsoever. And we want to know why we're living in a country that's went hog wild. Amen. We want to know why we're living in a society that's hog wild over sin and people's running here, they're running there. Hey, God, it looks like a bunch of chaos. Amen. To you and I, it overwhelms us, and we think, how can we reach such a world as this? My prayer tonight is, Jesus, help me to see him as you see him. Amen. Lord, help me to really get an eye to be able to see these people like Jesus sees them, and not like I look at them and I say, oh, there ain't no hope for them. How can we ever reach a people like this? That's not what Jesus thinks. Amen. That's not how Jesus looks. But when Jesus looks at him, he says, well, amen, that's hardly nothing. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I come to tell us here today, over half of our country, amen, is lost. Amen. And going to hell. Great God. And I believe it's a growing population. Did you know the church? I just read you a statistic the other day. Church attendance is at an all-time low in America, the United States of America. It's at an all-time low right now, Brother Dan. Lower now than it's been since 1933. Almost 100 years. We're in a drought.
Yeah, we are.
Amen. Of church people, Brother Earl, in this country. I said, we're in a drought. Oh, God. Amen. And it's growing more and more. Amen. This COVID, I tell them last night, I don't even like the heart to say the name. Amen. Hey, God, we're going to start calling it the C disease or something. I'm sick of hearing about COVID. Hey, God, and hell. Amen. But it's a reality. It's really struck the church hard. Amen. It's really affected our church a lot in the last year. It's affected about any church. I know Brother Randy Webb was sitting around the table last night. I never would have thought. Amen. He said he's got at least 30 people hadn't stepped foot in his church since COVID came around. Amen. 30 people in his church. He said they ain't stepped foot back inside the church. Oh, God, I come to tell us, if we ain't got social media, if we ain't got gadgets, and if we ain't got all these other things we're fighting with, then COVID comes along. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us, God. Something else to pull people out of the house of God. Something else, amen, to fight against. Hey, God, I come to tell you, church, we're fighting against hell this day. We're fighting against the enemy in this day. It's time for us to square our shoulders back and say, oh, God, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We're going to serve Jesus. Great God. And if we were to throw all the false professors in, there's a lot of false people out there that say they know Jesus and they don't know nothing about him. Amen. If we throw all them, if we throw the unchurched in, and we just throw the outright sinners, amen, those that say, I don't want nothing to do with God. Hey, God, I believe we'd be somewhere around the parable of the soils. Remember that?
Yeah.
Amen. How many percent there? Hey, God, he threw the seed in some hard ground, stony ground. Amen. And all the soils that he threw it in, amen, a 25% chance. 25%. amen, had a chance of springing up. Great God. And what that tells us, I believe Jesus, amen, over 2,000 years ago was pretty accurate in 2021. I believe, Brother Daniel, that if there's 25% of the folks out there that even hasn't even known hey, God, about God at all, and that saved and prayed, hey, amen, we'd be lucky in today's society if 25%, hey, amen, 25 out of 100, hey, amen, were saved. Hey, God, we'd be living in good times. I'm not sure it's that high. Amen. Hey, God, that's why Jesus said the harvest. Look out there. He talking to his disciples. Amen. In his day, they were gathered, the Bible said. They were reeling to and fro. Amen. Like a bunch of sheep with no shepherd. They didn't know where to go or nor how to get there. Jesus said, look at them. It's a sad day. It's a sad hour. Hey, I come to tell you, church, look out there at them. Amen. That's where we are today. Jesus said the harvest is plenteous. Amen. There's plenty of work. But the problem is we ain't got nobody with a desire to go out there and pull them in. Amen. And Jesus said, pray ye therefore, amen, that God would send forth laborers. Amen. That's what we need today. We need laborers. Amen. We need somebody with a burden. We need somebody with a care that says, oh God, I care. Like Isaiah said in chapter number 6, down there around verse number 8, after he touched that coal of fire upon his lips, and he said, send me, Lord. Amen. God spoke and said, who can I send into such a generation? And Isaiah said, send me, Lord. I'm willing to go. My question tonight is, amen, can he send you? Can he depend on you in a dark hour? Can he depend on you in a dark day when 75% of our culture at least don't know anything about? Can God depend on you? Hey, I preach it to us. Amen. Can we see folks through the eyes of Jesus? Can we really look out and see people like Jesus sees them? Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Listen.
Jesus.
Amen. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. There's people to reach. There's work to be done. But listen, the greatest dangers of this modern day church, amen, is that we don't see this as a work field.
Yep.
God.
Yes, Lord.
People go to bed every night, Sister Dottie, happy, happy to death, tickled plum to death, with a world that's dying lost around and going to hell everywhere.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Go, God.
Oh, God.
Bless him.
Brother Tommy, we went in a restaurant, it was downtown here sometime back, I don't even remember, time flies, and I have a hard time keeping really track. But it's been sometime back, went in a restaurant, and I seen this old guy. And it's sad, but so many people down there bumps you for money and stuff, and I used to, and I'm not the kind of guy that would shut up my bowels of compassion to help someone. But I don't like helping folks when they go down and buy a bottle of beer with it.
Right.
Amen. And I've did that several times, and I've learned less. But anyway, I thought this old guy's gonna hit me up for money. Just an old rough, looked like a homeless guy down there. And so I sort of hurried up and went on in. And they forgot something in the van, or matter of fact, anyway, I remember how it was. I had to run down the road and get west of some crazy bread. Amen. He lost crazy bread. Hallelujah. But anyway, and so I come back, and here laid that guy over to the corner of the parking lot, sort of close to the sidewalk. Here laid that guy. He's smack dab passed out. I thought he was dead. Amen. Thank God, they sort of had a sheet over him and stuff, and I thought, amen. My heart sunk, Brother Tommy. And I thought, this guy's laying there dead, and I passed him by, and I didn't say nothing about Jesus whatsoever, this fellow. Amen. It really tore me up. I went inside there, Brother George. I went inside there, and I asked that waitress, and I said, what happened out here? And she's like, well, I don't really know. The ambushes was out there. It was a sort of big ordeal. And I was scared to death that that fellow died right there, lost. And a preacher passed him by and didn't even tell him nothing about Jesus. It really bothered me, but my heart was throbbing. And anyway, make a long story short, finally, she went and talked to her manager, and And the manager said, oh no, he just overdosed. And he laid out there and he looked dead. Amen. He looked purple. And finally the ambulance just showed up and gave him some Narcan and woke him up. Amen. Woke him up. It happens all the time in Huntington. $600 a pop. Your tax dollars at work. Amen. $600 a pop. And they said sometimes two or three times a day. When these dope dealers get their checks and get their money, two or three times at the beginning, they have to give the same old person Narcan in a day or two. Amen. Two or three times. Boom, boom, boom. Just to wake them back up. We're living in a dark day, church. And we look at that and we say, there ain't no hope. How are we ever going to reach such a society as that? But I tell you, when I thought that fellow was dead, it tore me up. And I thought, oh God, I wish I'd have said something to him about the Lord. Amen. Help me to be able to see people like Jesus sees them. Amen. What about that woman at the well? She come out, Brother Charlie, at the noontime. Amen. Over there in the Middle East, that was the hottest time of day. Probably way over 100 degrees. Hey God, everybody else came early in the morning later, but not this woman. Hey, she had a horrible name. Everybody in town said, stay away from that woman. Nobody wanted anything to do with her. But thank God, by the time Jesus came, you know when he came? He came in the heat of the day. Hey God, to meet that woman at the way. Nobody else cared about her. But Jesus said, I'm going to go out there, amen, and talk to that woman. Nobody wants to talk. I'm going to go out there. I see there's some good in her. Amen. I see there's something in there. Thank God for the Mary Magdalene. Amen. That Jesus saw some good in. Thank God. Amen. For those that Jesus was able to pull in. Everybody else wrote them off. But Jesus said, amen, come and follow me. I come to you, church. Went in the middle sea through the eyes of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Just the other day, Michelle called me. You probably saw it on the news, read it in your phones. I don't know. I got that SAC app. Mostly I keep up with the weather. Amen. I didn't know if it was going to rain or not the next day. Praise the Lord. But, Michelle called me. She just tore up. And that's it was. Matter of fact, I was in Westmoreland mowing that day. And I was down around Playmates at that little daycare. And Carla, she's a retired school teacher. She come out there. She said, Jason, what's going on down on your street? I said, I don't know, Carla. What are you talking about? She said, these police cars, these ambulances, everything works. She said, they're lined all the way up to Piedmont Road. Man, my heart fell. I thought, what in the world? I said, I hope something ain't wrong with them at the house, amen? And so I called, and Michelle's out there, and one of the girls answered. And I might have been ready. She said, Dad, she said, they think somebody has got hit by a train, amen? Right there behind the house. Right there behind the house, Brother Tommy. And my neighbor was actually home for lunch. He come home for lunch, Brother Earl. Come home to eat lunch. And he said that guy was a diagonal from my house over at Frankie's, and said that he was over on his knees and screaming and hollering and making all kinds of motions, and he was just acting crazy. And he said the same thing. He said he got up and he walked down our street, and he said the same thing. He said, I thought he was going to bum me for money. And he said, I sort of hurried up, got in the house, forgot his truck, one got away from him. And he said, I sort of kind of forgot about it, and I got in my truck, ate my lunch, and I was leaving to go back out to work. And he said, I looked in my rear view mirror and I seen him back there around the tracks. And he said, about that time I heard the train. Murr, murr. And he said, I thought, oh no. And he started hard trying to get that guy off the track. And that guy was so out of his mind. He was so high on dope or whatever it was he was on. Amen. And that train hit him. And Michelle told me that her Uncle Tim's retired off the conductor train out of Russell down there. And Tim said he knew that guy and said that guy quit his job. Amen. That guy said that affected him so bad he couldn't even work every day. He sit and watch that train, amen, level that guy and kill him right behind the house. Oh, it's a sad day, church. It's a sad hour, amen, that we can't reach. Amen. We're afraid to reach them. We're afraid where they're going. They're going to, amen, rub off on us. They're going to give us cooties, amen. They're going to, amen, bum us for money, amen. Don't be afraid of them, church. Don't be afraid of them. Jesus, thank God, we're in the heat of the day. Amen, because he saw what they could become. Hey, I tell you what you need. You need to be able to see like Jesus saw. You need to be able to look through your eyes
and have a little more compassion. And the Bible said Jesus looked at the multitude full of compassion. I pray, God, give me compassion. I pray, God, shake me, Lord. I pray, God, get me up in the middle of the night. I pray, God, help us to shake our town. Help us to shake our city. Give us a burden for the multitude. Amen.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Oh, God. I got to move on here.
Oh, God.
Amen. Jesus was able to meet their physical needs, but he was also able to reach way down, deep down to the need of the heart.
Yes, he did.
Woo. Do you know a lot of times the problem is a problem of the heart? Did you know that?
Yep.
Jesus was able to find that. He wants us to see, amen, humanity like he sees. He wants us to see people like he sees people. He wants us to be moved like he was moved. He wants us to be able to harvest like he was able to harvest. Hey God. Amen. I gotta move right along here. When Jesus looked at these lost and lost people around him, he saw them as they really were. He was able to look beyond the, amen, self-sufficiency, self-righteousness, amen. And he saw that pain and that loneliness and that misery that was deep down in their hearts, amen. Jesus saw people who fainted and was weary, hallelujah. That's where we are today. We're living in a generation of people that are weary and they're faint-hearted, amen. He saw people who were scattered, amen, cast throughout, cast down, people who were wandering aimlessly through life with no direction. But what Jesus really saw, amen, was these people, amen, great God, they were just not there, but they had a purpose in society, amen. You might say you're just a big bob, and you're here for a short few short years, and then you're gone. I don't believe a word of it. I believe he put you here for a reason. I believe he put you here for a purpose. I believe God's got a plan for your life. Oh, yes. Amen. It's time for us to wake up. Jesus looked out and he saw the pity of the multitudes. Amen.
Yes, he did.
Hey, God. Not only was he pitiful when he saw them, secondly, Jesus could see their potential. Hallelujah. He saw a plenteous harvest. Amen. Hey God, I'm sure all the disciples, amen, saw was just people running to and fro carelessly. That's all they saw. That they're like me and you.
Yeah.
They saw the natural, but Jesus said, boy, there's a plenty. The harvest is plenteous.
Yeah.
Hey God. Hallelujah. He saw a harvest that was ripe for picking. He looked beyond their condition. Amen. And he saw their destination. And he saw the people that could be delivered and changed. Amen.
Right, right.
He did not see problems. He saw potential. Amen. What do we see when we look all around us? Sinners lost in their filthiness and their vileness. Hey, God. That's what we see. Jesus. Amen. Had compassion for the motor. He had compassion for lost sinners. He saw them not as they were, but what they could be by grace. Hallelujah. Jesus stood with his disciples, amen, outside of a city called Samaria. You remember that? The Jews didn't have much dealings with the Samaritans. Matter of fact, they were quite enemies. They hated one another. Hey, great God in heaven. I want to read it to you, matter of fact. Hallelujah. I won't read you all of it, but John chapter number 4, starting at verse number 25. Amen. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah is going to come, which is called the Christ. And when he's come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto you am he. Amen. I'm that Messiah. Hallelujah. You can read it all here later on. Let's skip on down. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Hallelujah. Therefore said the disciples unto one another, have anybody brought him any meat? Hey God, no, I skipped the part I needed. Amen. And upon this came the disciples and marveled that he talked with this woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Amen. Why talkest thou to a Samaritan? They're asking him.
Yeah.
This woman then left her water pot. Amen. And went her way into the city and saith unto these men, come see a man. Hallelujah. Come and see a man.
Yeah.
And because Jesus took his time, amen, to deal with someone that nobody else cared about. I'm trying to find my scripture without reading all of it. Hey, God, at 39, I think it is. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that I ever did. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came by and saved a Samaritan. Right. Many of them came unto the Lord. Great God, you just might reach one person, but who is that one going to reach? Hey, great God. I thought about Brother George. We've become quite good friends as of late. But Brother George, amen, the other Sunday night, I looked out there. Matter of fact, I knew they was coming. Brother Tommy, he's so excited to come back there. And he said, Brother Jason, George has 11 people with him out here. 11, amen. Hey, God, we was excited. Hallelujah. It's hard telling what one George might be able to do. It's hard telling what one Jonathan back there might be able to do. It's hard telling what one Jessica might be able to do. It's hard to tell what one John Turner might be able to do. Folks are worth investing in. People's worth spending your time on. The devil said they ain't gonna make it. Don't waste it. But Jesus said the Samaritan, they're worth it. Hallelujah. Nobody else cared, but Jesus cared about the Samaritan. I come to tell you, Jesus cares. Take your time and give it to the Lord and reach the lost. Amen. Even if it is a Samaritan, amen.
Yes, Lord. Woo! God cares.
Thank you, bless
you. I love this.